This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. In 1951, Hank Williams was one of the biggest stars in country music. He was also a pitchman for Mother's Best Flour and Farm Feed, a company that sponsored a daily 15-minute radio show on which Hank and his band performed some hits, some hymns, and featured him joking and plugging the product. These shows have only recently been released in a 15-disc set called The Complete Mother's Best Recordings, Plus. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it offers a rare glimpse of a legend at work and play.
The Millers of Mother's Best Flour bring you that lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams.
I got a feeling called the blues. Old Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord, good Lord.
These days, Hank Williams is enshrined as the poet of country music, the man who established the classic modern country music myth and body of work, a spangled, grimly grinning performer who sang about hard times both romantic and economic. But the Mother's Best recordings tell a different story. Here is Hank Williams, the working musician, an ambitious young man who strove to make his immense creativity seem as tossed off as the banter with which he engaged the people in a recording studio in Nashville.
We're feeling good, Louie, and you're feeling good, so that makes it unanimous. That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Unanimous. We got a unanimous song to start you with this morning. Nikia D, fellas. Sad story. Just when I needed you.
Just when I needed you, you left and went away. You made my life so blue both night and day. You left me here behind with a trouble-worried mind. So broken-hearted too, just when I needed you.
A typical Mother's Best program consisted of five parts. An intro by announcer Louis Buck, over which Hank sang what was then his biggest hit, Lovesick Blues. After his opening remarks, frequently some byplay with Hank teasing the band about everything from their haircuts to how sleepy they all were at 7 a.m., Williams would launch into a country song, usually one he'd written or a cover of someone else's. Then there'd be a live commercial for Mother's Best Flour and Farm Feed, followed by a gospel song or hymn. Then there's another song that was often a familiar standard of the time, such as On Top of Old Smokey, and finally, some closing remarks and a musical exit. Williams and his band did this live in the studio, or more frequently, since he maintained a brutal touring schedule, recorded in advance when he was traveling the country.
Dust on the Bible. Let's go.
I went into a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all their books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible. When they brought it, what a shame. All the dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word.
Spread over 15 discs, the complete Mother's Best recordings could have used some editing. Hearing the same intro and the same snatch of Lovesick Blues redone scores of times is a few score too many. And Hank's generosity in having his wife Audrey sing during a number of these sessions reminds music fans once again that love isn't just blind, it's also deaf. But there's a lot of priceless material here, all of it accompanied by a superlative band led by the great steel guitar player Don Helms, then a scant 24 years old.
It's called If You Mind Your Business, You Won't Have Time to Be Minding Mine.
If the wife
then I start fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't she mind her own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine.
One of the great things about this set are the unguarded moments in which Williams gives us little glimpses of his sense of humor, and even better, his sense of craft. Listen to the way he covers another writer's song, I Can't Tell My Heart That, and gently criticizes its flat vocal rhyme construction when he finishes.
Oh, I can't tell my heart that you are no good. I'd give this world if only I could. You cheated and lied, then you left me flat. Oh yes, it's true, but I can't tell my heart that.
That's a good one.
You left me flat. Don't know where you're at.
Can't tell my heart that.
The Mother's Best box set, which includes meticulous comments on every performance by the Hank Williams scholar Colin Escott, is too repetitive to replace one of the many good greatest hits collections available. But if you're a hardcore fan, it's packed with great moments. 2 years after making these recordings, Hank Williams would die of a heart attack in the back seat of a car taking him to his next concert. The Mother's Best collection reminds us that the man who came to symbolize tortured genius and who's been stuffed into the live fast, die young cliché with many rock stars, well, he was a loose goose, a commercial shrewdy, and a generous genius as well.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Hank Williams, the complete Mother's Best recordings, plus...